excited to announce that his brand new project, which is a CD and DVD collection, it comes out today, New Music Tuesday, April 3rd, in the form of Dr. Marvin Sapp. Woo! Welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show with Marcus D and AV, you and me. What's happening, sir?
I'm good. It's early in the morning. Well, I seek him, but it's good.
That's a good thing. Man, this is number 9?
Number 9. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
9 records.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
Talk about a man who's well-rounded, pastor, father, artist, businessman, friend. You're just a total package when it comes to, I think, the image of what God has called all of us to do. And making an impact in this world. And I like the title of the project, I Win.
Just I Win.
Talk about this and where this title came from.
It's no secret what I've gone through over the last 5 years of my life. And I think even more traumatic over the last 20 months. I Win, I've learned, is more a state of mind than it is a destination.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to just publicly let people know that, you know, in spite of all that I've gone through and the loss that I've experienced, that I don't consider myself to be a loser. I don't consider myself to be an individual that is destitute in life. But I understand that all of this stuff is all a part of the process of making me who I am. So in the midst of it all, even before I'm out of it, I'm going to make a declaration. I win while I'm in it, because it's a mindset before it's a destination.
Excellent way to put it. So many people, they take the world's view of everything. I'm just going to give up. Now it seems like I'm going through it again. I mean, who said you wouldn't go through it again?
Right.
The difference is you're victorious in it.
Absolutely. You know, the Bible talks about how many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. Job said it best. He said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, but they're full of trouble. As a believer, we should expect it. But then Romans 8:28 says that we know everything, or all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So even though it may not feel good, look good, or seem good, it's still working for our benefit. That's why you can declare and decree that I win, because the truth of the matter is that it's not how soon or how quick we've crossed the finish line.
Come on now.
But it's that we cross the finish line.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the writer says the race isn't given to the swift nor the battle to the strong, but it's given to the one that endures to the end. I win just because I endured the process, I endured the pain, and I crossed the finish line.
Pastor Marvin Sapp, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. His 9th solo project entitled I Win in stores today. Something so powerful about the mindset that we have to have, even in the midst of the storm. Like you said, even in my testimony, in spite of the calamity, you know, God still has a plan for you, and it's working for your good. And when we get that mindset, even when we dive into the word about being blessed, we know one of the connotations of the word blessed is a benediction. God gives us the spiritual ability to speak the benediction, even to ourselves in a storm, but even to our situation, and to declare just what you said, that we win.
It's all about how you view your situation.
Yeah.
You can view it from the standpoint of it being something that is going to be a detriment to you, or you can view it from the standpoint of it something being that it's going to be a benefit to you once you learn the lesson in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Marvin Sapp, our special guest, I know you had the chance to listen to more than 2,000 songs. It's a lot of songs to listen to before you found the tone that fits your city. Talk a little bit about this and how you're giving up-and-coming artists and producers a shot to work with you.
Well, you know, I'm just a strong believer that I'm a springboard for newcomers. I just think that that's my assignment. You know, I could legitimately sit up and write all of the songs on my records, but I don't believe like that's my assignment.
Yeah.
I believe that because God has given me a major platform, that I need to go out and find individuals who wouldn't normally have the opportunity and give them a platform where their voice can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted it on Facebook and Twitter and received over 2,000 songs. And out of the 2,000 songs that I received, I think we put about 3 or 4 on the new record of unknown writers and people that nobody has ever heard or would even know normally. And, you know, my prayer is that, you know, from the royalties they receive, that it really positions them and causes them to do exactly what I did. And that is to reach back and to help somebody else to accomplish their goal and their dream as well.
Dr. Sapp.
Yes, sir.
We know My Testimony is the first single, but what other song are you really looking forward to coming out on this particular project? I know it's one that's like, ooh.
Man, I win.
I love that.
The song I Win is amazing because it's my life.
Literally.
You know, My Testimony is what I wrote. It was literally birthed out of my situation, my experience. But this young lady, Brittany Wright, when I first heard her sing it, believe it or not, she sang it at a conference that I was preaching at.
Okay.
And when she got through singing it, before I even preached, I just looked at her and said, honey, you just literally preached my life, my what I've been experiencing. And you put into words what I've been thinking and couldn't articulate.
Wow.
So I asked her, I said, please let me record this song. And she did. And she didn't know that that night I had made a decision that that was going to be the title cut of my record.
Wow.
And, you know, I hope that I did a great job on the song and represented her well. But that's going to be the next single. It's going to be an amazing song and people are really going to gravitate to it.
Let's get into it right now. It's the latest single from Dr. Marvin Sapp from the CD entitled The Same. This is I Win on New Music Tuesday on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Dr. Marvin Sapp.
Thank y'all again.
I want to talk about, Marvin, the school, because I know that has been on your heart for a while.
You know, for the past 5 years, you know, my wife and I, the late Dr. Melinda P. Sapp, you know, we had a passion in our heart to open up a performing arts center, a school that was performing arts driven in Western Michigan. And, you know, Michigan is big in the charter school piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've always tried to go that route to opening a charter school known as the Grand Rapids Ellington Academy of Arts and Technology.
Excellent.
Better known as Great Schools, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept getting turned down. And then we tried to do a partnership with our public school system. And because of the bureaucracy and dealing with unions and things of that nature, it became very difficult. And we walked away from that process. Well, after my wife had passed away, I made a conscious decision that there was no way possible that I was going to allow all of her work and her efforts and our dream to die just because she did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hired a new team of individuals, brought them in, rebuilt our, if you will, board and everything, and put together a good team so that we can go after this charter piece. And believe it or not, this week, which is a great, great blessing, the authorizer came through, and I'm so very excited to announce that we'll have our charter school opening.
Yes.
In the fall of 2012.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir. And that is without question a dream come true. I hate the fact that my wife isn't here to see all of her hard work it benefits. So the blessing of it is that we'll start from 6th to 8th grade in the fall of 2012. We're in the midst of a capital campaign now to build a $4 million performing arts and educational center that will house 500 students.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the grades will be from 6th through 12th grade. And I'm really, really excited simply because I'm more than just a recording artist.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people think that all we do is we just get up and we sing and get a check and we go home, or we preach and get a check and we go home.
They want to put us in that box where that's all we do.
Yeah, they do. They do. But you know what? I'm a strong believer in that whole principle and concept of the talents.
Yeah.
You know, as the Bible speaks to us about how the master gave each of them talents, and the responsibility was to take those talents, to multiply them and give them back.
Yeah.
And God has given me a musical platform, but with the musical platform, he's allowed me to open up my own restaurant, my own recording studio, my school. I'm still trying to get an FM radio station in my
city. Amen. Go ahead.
Negotiations for, even now, we're negotiating to be a principal owner of a funeral home.
Amen.
I mean, just a whole lot of different things, because I, no disrespect to any artist across the country that are 65 and older and still traveling, but I don't believe that that's my assignment. I believe that God wants me to position myself where, you know, if the musical stream dries up, then my life doesn't have to.
Right. Pastor Marvin Sapp, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Night solo project, I Win, in stores today, and that speaks volume to just being whole and complete. I believe when Jesus says for us to have the abundant life, I mean, it's more than just a financial situation, but it's being an impact, as Yolanda said earlier, with the various streams that God has provided for us and many avenues and doors, that not only are you being blessed, but you're blessing the lives of your children, and there are other people who that you're speaking into their lives and opening up opportunities for them. Because when you open up a funeral home, or when you open up a charter school, or when you open up other businesses, you open up doors and avenues for others who have dreams and visions. And as a pastor and as a leader and as an artist, man, we just commend you for your continual obedience to the will and plan of God for your life, and showing us how to win.
And that's what it's really all about. I get the opportunity to be an employer. I get the opportunity to get people jobs that wouldn't normally have the opportunity.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, a part of your assignment as a man who has children is to leave an inheritance for not only your children, but your children's
children. Right.
So, you know, I'm just trying to do what God has called me to do so that when I take my last breath on this earth, I can die empty with no regrets.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to say, as a former educator, I know we have to go, what I like is that you did a middle school.
Yeah.
Because that's where we need to catch our young men.
Absolutely.
We need to catch them between the ages of 12 and 21. If we don't, we lose them. We lose them. And thank you so much for being obedient. You know I love you. I've been telling you this for years and years and years. Love your family. Love the work and the ministry that God has put in your hands. And thank you for being obedient to that call, because you're doing it. You know,
I'm just doing the best I can.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't want to be normal.
Well,
I know that's right.
You are abnormal, supernatural abnormal.
I want to be naturally abnormal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But y'all make sure y'all go out and get that CD. Buy it. Help me break a record.
Yeah.
Jeez. Another record that you broke the last time. Hey, man, I love that.
They have like a quarter of a million units in the system.
I think you should sell them all.
If we could sell them all and come in at number one on the top 200, that'd be major.
No, I don't know what you came here for.
I think you'll come in number one on the top 10.
Yeah,
what are you talking
real.
About, top 200?
Well, I mean, the top 200.
I know what you're saying.
That's
I got
major.
You. It is.
We came in at number two the last record.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But like I said.
So if we come in number one, we'd be
good. That's my testimony. It's going to do it.
CD entitled I Win, our dear friend, Pastor Marvin Sapp. Go out and get it in stores today. You're going to be blessed by it. And we're blessed once again, Dr. Sapp, for having you a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.